For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. This week we'll drop in briefly on Columbia, South Carolina, where the Associated Press reported October 19th that a former York County deputy has been busted for ripping off $1,200 in cash that was supposed to be used in undercover drug sales. William Graham, 37, worked in the county's special drug unit and was in charge of keeping track of those funds. Instead, he pocketed them. Now he has confessed and repaid the money, but still faces charges of embezzlement of public funds and misconduct in office. And then we'll go to Chicago, where two Chicago police officers trying to rip off what they thought was a drug dealer's cash stash went down in a sting operation Wednesday, again according to the Associated Press. Officers Richard Deroniuk, age 30, and Mahmoud Mike Shema, age 27, used information from a co-defendant to obtain search warrants to search self-storage lockers. In two raids, they stole $31,100 in what they thought was drug money, reporting no cash seizure in the first raid and only reporting part of the cash in the second. But the money had actually been placed in the lockers by the FBI and the Chicago Police Internal Affairs investigators. Deroniuk, Shema, and their co-conspirator have now been charged with conspiring to steal government funds. And so it goes. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org and comment on them if you wish in the speakeasy on our website.
The following is part of a Drug Truth Network sermon. Before drug prohibition, we were not squandering trillions of dollars, investing millions of police man-hours in searching trunks and under the seats of cars for that baggie of flowers. Before prohibition, we had better focus to catch the real criminals amongst us, the murderers, rapists, and molesters. Before prohibition, we were not deceived. We now spend more than 50% of our law enforcement dollars and our criminal justice dollars on finding and arresting more than 1.6 million Americans each year for bags of plant products. Just for marijuana alone, we arrested more than 785,000 of our kids last year for the one drug that's never killed anybody, ever. I say again, we have been duped. The drug lords indeed run both sides of this equation. I say that those who love the drug war, who embrace eternal wars on us, on we the people of these United States, do not have our welfare or that of our children in mind. They are indeed, without any doubt, the best friends the drug lords could ever hope for. We must stand for truth or forever kneel to fear. You know, my hope is that the next time someone asks you, "Are you a legalizer?" you step up to him and say, "You damn right I am. Let me tell you why." Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.